All right. I know. I heard. It's been a long while since I got back on here. And just like the usual, it's just shit going on, man. Life is fucking crazy. Life is unexpected. Life is unpredictable. And if you're me, sometimes extremely disorganized and not punctual. But it is what it is, man. That's how I live stress-free. You know, I heard Steve Harvey once say, he said, you know why people are late? And then the crowd was like, oh, you know, they were expecting something different, you know? And he said, the reason why people are late is because they don't give a damn. They have no worries in the world. Not to say that for you punctual people, you also don't have a worry-free mentality. However, you've managed to figure out how to be punctual and be worry-free. But sometimes those things don't go hand in hand. Normally, people worry about their time, and then it causes stress and anxiety. But it's VOZ, Boss, back again with another VOZ rant. And it's been a little while. You know, I think the last podcast I did was sometime in the summer last year. And when I first started this whole thing, you know, I was just on a rant. It's why I called it VOZ Rants. I literally was every day, something had just popped off, and then I just ranting. And it just turned into something. It turned into this podcast. Now I have people that listen to me, to my surprise, across the nation. And then, you know, in the beginning, I was like, ah, man, if only one person listened to me, that would be dope. You know, that's like, you know, me talking to a friend or something. But then next thing you know, it was like 10 people. And then next thing you know, it was like 50. And then when I got to 80, I was like, bro, 80 is like, that's a room full of people. Like, that's a lot of people. You know what I mean? And then it kind of got me nervous a little bit. I'm like, damn, like all these motherfuckers just over here jocking me and shit. But at the same time, I felt proud. I felt good about it. I was scared in the beginning, you know, worried about what people are going to say, how are they going to criticize me? What are they going to call me on some bullshit that I may have mistakenly said or, you know, something that maybe said wrong, you know, incorrectly. But at the same time, I was like, bro, I don't give a fuck. Because I'm doing this because I enjoy it. I'm doing this because I enjoy communicating. And the most effective way to get everything that you want in your life, okay? Listen to this. The most effective way for you to get everything you want in your life is via communication. If you can't communicate, then you can't get what you want out of certain situations. And I'm not talking about manipulation. Manipulation is another level of communication by holding someone hostage mentally and basically controlling every aspect of what they do. And I know a lot of people who do that. And you're a piece of shit if you do that to people. Because you should allow people to be themselves and allow people to think freely of themselves and be able to make decisions based on the circumstances. But some people are just so vulnerable mentally that anything that anyone says that they believe are superior to them is just like, it's like their kryptonite. It cripples them. And then they're susceptible to those words, I guess you could say. But you know what? As I was thinking today, I got about 29 minutes before I get to work. And, you know, I'm on my way to work. And I was thinking about a lot of different things. You know, last week I started a podcast, but I actually ended up deleting it. I was probably about 30 minutes into the podcast, and it was great fucking content. And I was, you know, I was kind of unsure whether I should delete it or not. And I ended up deleting it. You know, for the average person, creating content is like the hardest aspect of their social media life. You know what I mean? And I say social media life because this is exactly what it is. It's another life outside of your real life. And you can, you know, pretend to be whoever you want to be or be whoever you want to be or show who you actually are. And for me, it's always been just me showcasing me. You know, I've always gotten criticized because I have a music page on Instagram called on Instagram called VOZ Music. And that's music with a Z. And I've always been criticized because I post lots of different content. It's not just music. And even though the page was developed through music, it has morphed into something else. Yesterday, last night, I had seen this guy who has over 200,000 followers on his page. And he had put out a message, basically like a poll to people, saying, hey, what do you guys think? I own this handle called X, and it's obviously not called X for you dummies out there, but it's called this. And I also have this page, but I no longer do what I was doing here. I've expanded my business and now I'm something bigger. Should I go and take this other handle that I've been having reserved, or should I just keep the one that I have? You know what's crazy to me is that even at the highest levels of success, because this guy has already, you know, co-founded and started three different companies, sold one over $100 million, became a millionaire by 19. The dude is only about 32 years old, I believe, 30 years old. And the dude's stacking, right? Like, dude's packing. And I ain't talking about the other packing. I'm talking about pockets are full for you weirdos out there. And what's crazy to me is that he was doubting his handle. You know what I mean? His Instagram handle. He was doubting that it was still deliver or deliver the message that he's trying to portray or deliver, you know, what he was trying to do overall with his business. Like, and I'm thinking like, bro, you've already found success with that. You already have over 200,000 followers on that. People that are actively seeking you out, people that are actively looking you up. And I think we could all, you know, if you all, you guys all know, you know, other people who have tried to go from one handle to another handle, 99% of people don't find all their followers on the next page because they all exist on the first one. And what people don't realize is that humans are lazy by nature. We're lazy by nature. We've become so comfortable in our lives as we've, you know, expanded technology, as we've grown as a society, as we've become these humans that we are today, these advanced creatures that can do and say and roam this fucking earth with no real consequences at time. We are still stupid to the fact that we're lazy, bro. We're ignorant to the fact that we're lazy and people are lazy. And so you have to make that a factor when you're, you know, doing this social media thing. And so he was asking, right? He was asking, hey, should I do this? Should I not? And I said, no, right? But I'm one of, you know, probably hundreds, thousands of people that responded to that. You know, so far the poll was like at 56, 34 or something like that, or 44, 56, 44. As far as the poll, 44 saying no, or saying yes, go ahead and take the new handle. 56% saying no, keep the current handle. But it's crazy because even at his level, he's doubting himself. He's still worried. He's still second guessing his ability to perform or his ability to find success in the next thing that he's attempting to do, which is crazy to me because when we're at the smallest scale, we're also worried about that. And so everybody's always like, man, you know, that guy's lucky. That guy's lucky. But what we don't realize is that everybody starts at the same place. You know, granted, some people are like Donald Trump and they end up started with, you know, $1 million in their pocket, or, you know, a small loan from their parents because their parents happen to find success early on, which is great. There's nothing wrong with that. And I hate when people say, oh, well, you guys started with an advantage. Bro, so it's my fault because my parents did well because they worked their ass off to find success and be able to give back. So that's a bad thing? Like, isn't that what we're all achieving? Yeah, that's what I thought, right? That's exactly what we're all achieving. That's exactly what we want. That's exactly what we should be doing. But people are just too fucking retarded and stupid because they want to be like, hey, unless you're in the same place, I can't applaud you. And if you're not in the same place anymore, then I'm going to hate you. Then I'm going to be mad. I'm going to envy. I'm going to be jealous. And so I didn't worry about whether I was getting listeners or not. And I wasn't worried about whether I was making content that pertained to music only. I was just living my life because I always live in my true life. I've never lied. I don't exaggerate the truth. I'm always very pure. I'm always very transparent. I share probably way more personal details than I need to about myself. I'm overexposed at times. I showcase my kids. I showcase my family, my wife, my kids, my parents, my siblings. You know, I'm sometimes I'm overexposed to the average celebrity. That's a lot, you know, but they also grew in an era where, you know, being private was the best way. Where me being a millennial, I kind of got to experience both halves, right? Like being private is a factor in my life. So there is a lot of things I don't share for the fact that I do share a lot. And for the average person, you know, living today, you could call them the Gen Zers or whatever they are, the new generation. They believe in exposure. They believe in being out in the open, and that's just the way of life. And so I kind of have both hands because I'm a millennial, right? So I grew up around the time that technology was barely developing, barely becoming a thing. Social media then became a thing. And then we kind of adopted it and picked it up and kind of ran with it, right? Some people didn't enjoy it. Some people did. And that's another conversation. But in all, what Steve Harvey was saying, he's like, hey, you know, people that are late, they just don't give a fuck. They don't worry about shit that you guys worry about. And that's why they're less stressed. That's why they live longer. That's why they normally find success, you know, where they see fit, because they're not scared of losing something to go and try to find something else. Granted, that's not to say that you shouldn't be on time. You should definitely be on time. You got to respect other people's time. But if you don't give a fuck about their time and they respect you enough to allow you to be late, then great. Then you've already proven yourself. You've already proven not only to yourself, but to the other person that you're worthy more than just being on time, that you are more than being a person who has to obey all of these rules. Granted, that life is not for everybody. You know, I remember being at a job one time, and I was 2 minutes late, literally 2 minutes late when I walked into the portal. And my supervisor at the time is like, hey, next time you do that, you're fired. And I was like, do what? He's like, next time you're late. And I was like, bro, I'm 2 minutes late. Like, what happened in the last 2 minutes that I had to be here right at 8 o'clock? He was like, you need to be here ready to go at 8 o'clock. I was like, bro, we literally take fucking 30 minutes to an hour before we even start doing anything. I was like, you know what? But I get it. Whatever. I actually only ended up lasting that place 3 months. And not because, you know, they fired me. Nah, it was by choice. I actually did get a full-time offer at the time. And I turned it down because I didn't want to work in a place that doesn't. You know, I love. Sorry about that. I got cut off. I got a phone call, and shit cut off. I actually hate that. I actually hate that feature. Like, if I'm doing a podcast, the app should be able to know that I'm in the podcast or I'm recording. I'm actually recording, and it shouldn't interrupt. And it should be like a feature that you can turn on and off. So, Spotify, please fix that. But anyway, and so like today I was thinking about is I'm driving to work and I woke up this morning and it's 8:30. My kids gotta be at school by 8:30, and I'm dropping them off at 9:04. So now they're late. They're late as of 9 o'clock. So I'm dropping off at 9:04. The people at the front desk know me already. They know me already, and now they don't know me because my kids are the greatest students in the fucking world. No, they know me because my kids are always late. But I'm proud of that. And I had a conversation with the school principal and with the administrator, and one day, or not administrators, but the front desk people. And they told me, they told me one day, they're like, hey, they pulled me to the side and they're like, hey, Mr. Rodriguez, know that your kids have been late, and through this day we have to report the tardiness, and it will end up in being an absence. And I was like, how is late or tardiness gonna end up in an absence? Like, that doesn't make sense. So if my kid is 4 minutes late, so you're telling me I accrue fucking a day's worth of minutes and now it equals 1 day absence? They're like, no, it's actually you only lay a certain amount of times and then it equals a day. I was like, well, that's stupid. I was like, because I don't know how 4 minutes ends up resulting into, or four minute lates end up resulting into 1 day. Like, that doesn't, the math doesn't add up, And I said, hey, look, I'll deal with the consequences of my kids being late. I was like, you guys just do your part and I'm gonna do mine, okay? And then they ended up, being like, all right, cool. And then I get a phone call from the principal. Principal says that they want to talk to me. All right, cool. So we go. They say, hey, we want to put your kids on a, we want to put your kids on a attendance thing. I was like, attendance thing? My kids don't miss as much school. They're just late. And then they're like, yeah, well, that's what we wanted to talk to you about. I was like, yeah, the front desk people told me about that. I said, but that's kind of stupid, right? Like, let's just think about it here. I was like, so my kid is late, say 10 times, and each time they're late only 4 minutes. So that's 40 minutes. Is that equal to a day? No. How long would it take for my kids to actually miss a whole school day? Well, there's 8 hours in a day, right? And then there's 60 minutes in each day. So that's what, 480 minutes or 4,800 minutes? 480 probably, right? So okay, so then that means it's gotta be late. They gotta be late. What's 480 divided by four? Fuck, let me see. Let me just do the math real quick because I really wanna be straight on this, And so then I pulled out my calculator and then I was like, all right, let's see. So 60 times 8 hours, and the lady was literally sitting there like, is this motherfucker really doing some math in front of me? And I could tell by the way that she was reacting that she don't know how to fucking do math, and she's a school principal, right? But school principals just need to be retarded in order for them to be principals. So that means I have, my kids have to be late 120 times in order for them to equal a whole school day. And she was like, well, sir, it just doesn't work that way. We actually have different rules. And I was like, yeah, and those rules are dumb. You're talking about kindergarten kids. She's like, yeah, but them being late is impacting their education. I was like, no, it's not. I was like, being 4 minutes late, they haven't even started class yet. And I was like, you guys do the fucking announcements, and that takes you 10, 15 minutes in the morning. So by the time that I've signed them in, you guys haven't even started announcements. Announcements start at 9:10. So they're still early. Kids are barely getting into class. She's like, yeah, but that's not the point. If you want them to be successful, you want them. I was like, Miss, I've been late my entire life. I'm an extremely successful IT guy. I've been in the same employer for 11 years, actually, two different employers, same building for 11 years, okay? I make a six-figure income for the last 6 years. Last year, I made double-digit six figures alone, not including my wife's income. And I'm late to my job every single day, okay? And when I was in high school, I was late every single day. I actually spent half of my senior year in in-school suspension because I was late 5 minutes every single day. So I was like, you cannot tell me what success is like because I know exactly how success is created. And it's not created by being on time. But, you know, other successful people may beg to differ. And people that are beyond my scale or that have achieved higher levels of success may be found that being on time is necessary. Okay? But in my aspect and in my perspective, in my life, my kids don't need to be on time in order for them to be successful because I have proven that that is not fact. She just stood there and she was like, okay, well, I understand, but I would appreciate if, you know, you at least try to get him here, you know, close to on time. I said, okay, that's fine. We could do that. Not a worry in the world. I said, I promise you that they will miss less days and only if they are sick, then they are tardy. However, I won't promise you that they're going to be on time. And I said, and as I told the people in the front, I will deal with the ramifications of them being tardy, if that means going to court or whatever. And I'm going to explain the same thing to the judge, which I believe is stupid that you guys would be sending a toddler, okay, an elementary school kid to court. You guys are fucking retarded. But anyways, I said, hey, I appreciate your time. You know, thank you for everything that you do. And, you know, what kind of coffee do you like? And she was like, don't buy that. She was like, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, what kind of coffee do you like? You know, I was actually going to, you know, run to Starbucks and get a coffee for my wife. But I thought maybe I'll get one for you guys, you know, and you could take it or leave it. I would like to buy you guys coffee, you know. And by no means, I said, is this a bribe, if that's what you're thinking? Like, I don't think coffee equals excusing my kids. You know, you could keep tallying my kids' tardies. Like, that's not a worry for me, you know, like, as I said. But I would like to buy you coffee. She said, no, I'm fine. Thank you. I was like, are you sure? I was like, it's on me. She said, no, I'm fine. Okay, cool. Done. End of conversation. Now, when they see me in the office, we shoot the shit in the morning. We fucking giggle, laugh, blah, blah, blah. My kids are still fucking late. Sometimes they're on time. Sometimes they're not. It just depends on how I'm feeling. Some days I'm feeling a little bit early. Other days I'm feeling a little bit late. But I don't give a fuck. And that's your problem. Your problem is that you don't give a fuck about the things that actually matter. And you give a fuck about the things that don't matter. Yesterday, I met with two of my ex-students. So for people that have been on my podcast for a while, they know that I'm actually a part-time instructor at a community college where I live. And I've already taught and put through about 60 students. And a lot of them have already found success, and they've already found careers. You know, places that I've guided them to, either referred them to or placed them at, right? And I actually ran into one of my ex-students at the gym, and he was like, hey, you know, Mr. Boom. And I was like, oh, hey, what's up? Nah. So we chatted up, we linked up, exchanged numbers. And he hit me up last week and said, hey, let's have lunch next week. I said, let's go. You know what? What day you want to do it? Boom. Said Wednesday. Then he texts me. He said, hey, where do you want to go? And I said, hey, let's go to this spot right here. He's like, all right, perfect. He's like, oh, by the way, he said, I actually work with one of your other students. Is it cool if he comes by too? I said, yeah, hell yeah, bring him, bring all of them, you know? And so he did. And they were just there, you know, they're young kids, you know, 22, 23. I'm 34. Obviously, I've lived 10 years longer than they have, done 10 years worth more. You know what I mean? I've lived a very active lifestyle. You know, by no means have I ever been sedentary, you know, or have I ever settled. That's why I keep finding success. It's why I keep finding growth in everything that I do. But I've never been scared of taking risks. That's exactly why I'm on here right now, because I took a risk to start a podcast because I enjoy communicating. So I was like, what other way can I touch the world if not through my voice? Because I believe I'm a great writer. So then I do music. And then I've just started dabbling and attempting to write a book. Not a full-on book. This is just going to be like a short ebook for a business that we have. And see where it goes. You know, maybe it leads to nothing. But I don't want to die with the urge or the feeling that I wanted to do something that I didn't do. And so I met up with my ex-students. They bought me lunch. And we're there chatting it up. And I was like, hey, so what's up, man? What do you guys want to, you know, what did you guys want to meet up about? You know, it's like, you know, did you guys just want to catch up, right? Because I always like to set the tone for the conversation because I want to know where I need to go. You know, do I need to pull out my career hat? Do I need to pull out my Doug hat? Do I need to pull out my funny hat? Do I need to pull out my personable hat? You know, do I need to pull out my emotional side? You know, my angry side, you know, my counselor side? Like, what do I got to do? Because you got to wear many hats. And that's the problem with a lot of you is that you guys are linear. You guys only do shit one way. And you do shit one way. And that's why you're still in the same place, because you only got one train of thinking, one train of thought, one thing to resort to, because you're scared of trying other things, because you're like, oh, I don't want to go to school. It's going to be 4 years. But 4 years passes you by and then you still didn't do anything. Oh, I don't want to get this job because I'm going to have to learn this new thing. And then someone else takes the job and they're doing better than you. Oh, I don't want to learn this new thing because it's going to take me too much time. And then your coworker at work gets a raise and you don't. It's just there's a lot of excuses that people take. And then everybody always takes what they're given and they never negotiate. And one thing we talked about with my students yesterday is, you know, one of them was saying, man, I never knew I was able to negotiate. I wish someone would have told me. And I was like, well, yeah, remember when I told you, hey, you know what? I could recommend you to some places. And you said that you weren't ready. You were scared. And then what happened? You were still at Walmart. You were still fucking cooking popcorn chicken. And you're still, you know, in the same place thinking about being in another place. And when you come to that, you know, time, then that should tell you, hey, bro, I'm not in the right place. And that's true for a lot of situations. Oh, fuck. I just realized that I forgot my badge. Gosh dang. But anyways, and so there's just lots of, I'm going to have to turn around. It's 10:06, I guess. I'll fucking turn around. And so I'm, you know, when I think about those things, it's like people are not willing to take risks because they're scared of what may or may not happen. And when they start thinking about that, it's like, is the thought of it not happening worse than you not doing it and actually trying? Or is the thought of you doing it and trying and it not happening, meaning you failed or you didn't get the outcome that you wanted, worse than not doing it at all? Or the thought of someone else getting there before you while you just sit back and think about it is worse? Like, I think about all of those things. And trust me, I am, you know, my own worst enemy at times. I am my worst critic. You know, people think that I'm not critical of my own things because I'm just a free spirit and I'm very just chill and relaxed. And I really don't worry about things. I really don't. I go to sleep just fine. I literally hit my pillow at the end of a busy day and I'm out. I'm out. I'm not worried about nobody. I'm not worried about my kids. I'm not worried about someone fucking breaking into my house and stealing my shit. I'm not worried about, you know, my wife. I'm not worried about, you know, any of those things. I'm not worried about any of that stuff. I literally go to sleep and I check out. It's like clocking out of work. I'm literally just being like, all right, cool. I'm done for the day. And tomorrow's another day. And I told my students, I said, you know what I do every single morning when I wake up? I wake up and I'm like, damn, I woke up. I'm surprised. Not because I think that I should be fucking wake up dead. No, by no means. But I'm surprised because we take for granted this very thing that we call life. We do. We take it for granted. This shit is so, how you say it? Like, this life thing is just so easy, but at the same time complex. Like, simple, but at the same time complex. But sometimes we tend to overcomplicate it all, right? And then the transition between sleep and being awake is so simple as well. It's like, boom, you're asleep one moment, you're knocked out, unconscious, literally. And they say when you're in deep sleep, someone can literally go and slap you and you might not wake up because you won't feel it. Your body is turned off. And then next thing you know, you're awake. You come out of that deep sleep and you're awake. And now it's a brand new day. It's like that little simple process is just so, you know, taken for granted that it's like, bro, I wake up in the morning. I'm just grateful. Like, I'm literally grateful that, you know, that I got to fucking wake up. Like, who else? Where else are you going to find that? Like, as humans, bro, like, every living thing does that. Probably not bacteria or anything like that. I don't even think those motherfuckers sleep. I think they just fucking go until they die. You know? I just found out that honeybees, only live 40 days. They only live 40 days in, like, our lifetime, like, in our time frame, right? In our, like, time existence. But for them, it's a lifetime. 40 days is a lifetime to them. And their only task is to pollinate and create honey. Go and basically keep the ecosystem alive. They said that without honeybees, we would not exist. That they are the centerpiece of our existence. Imagine if those motherfuckers were lazy and didn't take any risks, traveling from their nest over to a plant, you know, to be eaten by something. I don't even know what eats a bee. I don't know if it's birds or what. You know, I'm assuming it's a type of bird that eats them. But so it's like shit like that, right? Like, they can show up late, you know, but if they don't show up at all, then we're fucked. And that is the key. I found that is exactly the equation for success, is showing the fuck up, is being present. It's not being on time. On time is for the motherfuckers that give a shit about that. It's showing up and then doing exactly what you're supposed to do when you're there and going above and beyond while you can. Exactly what I shared with my students yesterday. I told them, I was like, of course you should take another opportunity if someone's seeking you out to be a leader, a supervisor, or a manager. Of course you're going to take it. Why are you thinking about it? What's there to think about? You're already in the place that you are right now. And no one is just by accident telling you, hey, you know what? I think you would be a great leader. I think you would be a great supervisor or manager. People don't just do that by accident just to be nice. Like, people in general are not nice. And people in general don't just give out things. Okay? They don't. And so when someone sees that in you, then what are you worried about? Why are you worried about failing? Why are you worried about not delivering? Why are you worried about not being able to be able to perform? That's like a bitch being like, hey, fuck me. And then you're like, damn, you got so nervous that you got a limp dick. It's like, for what? Like, were you not confident in yourself? Isn't that not what you wanted? And now you can't perform? And there is such a thing. They're getting so overwhelmed with emotion and feeling that you can't perform. But at the same time, you actually need emotion and feeling to perform, which is crazy, right? And that goes for all aspects, not just fucking in a sexual way, but that kind of goes in life too. And I just found it that taking risks is what has allowed me to grow every single time. Taking risks is what has allowed me to prosper. Like, look, it's 10:14, okay? My shift starts at 7 a.m. I've negotiated a time frame with my boss in order for me to be able to drop off my kids every single day, Monday through Friday, at school, and be able to come into work late. So the time frame that I negotiated was 9:30 to 10, you know, to be there. It's already 10:14, 14 minutes past. And guess what happened? I forgot my fucking badge. And I need my badge to be able to get around the building. If I don't have my badge, I can't get around the building. So guess what I'm doing? I'm going home. I'm going home, and I live 45 minutes away. So, you know, but you know why I'm able to do that? Because when I'm there, my work ethic is immense. My work ethic is great. My work ethic is second to none. Do I have days that I don't want to do shit? Yeah. But the days that we have some, you know, if we have something going on, then I'm doing shit. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If there's things going on, then I'm doing shit. But there's nothing going on, then I'm chilling. I'm chilling. Because that's what I'm paid to do. I'm paid to wait. You know, I'm paid to wait and solve problems. You know, everybody's life is like they run into a problem. They don't want to fix it. They don't want to solve it. They don't want to figure out what caused it or how to get rid of it. But if you realize and you think about everything that we do as employees, workers, you know, people of the world, as we're constantly solving problems. And when you get paid to do a job, a task, whether it's a career, something that's long term or something that's short term, you're getting paid to do a problem that someone solved, right? Sometimes that problem's already solved. So you already have the steps in order for you to perform the task. Or sometimes the problems are unresolved. And they're presented to you, and you are the problem solver. And the scale is different, right? If there's a problem that someone has already solved, and you're just being paid to perform the solution, then you're probably being paid at the lowest rate. But if you're being paid to solve problems or to come up with solutions for a problem, then you're paid at the highest rate. Right. That's why physical labor jobs normally don't equate to the same as thinking level jobs or jobs that involve more brain. And I'm not saying like brains in general, like someone that's smarter. No, because I've met motherfuckers who, you know, work with me that are fucking stupid. And by all means, someone who works in construction is definitely smarter than these motherfuckers. But you know what I'm getting at. It's not hard. It's not complicated. You know, I was just telling someone the other day, you know, they came to me and they're like, hey, what do you think about $48,000 a year? I was like, salary? They're like, yeah. Well, that's more than what I make. And I was like, great. You should always go for more than what you make. But $48,000, nobody can live on that. Like, everybody who makes $48,000 right now, currently, I know what your bank account looks like. It's negative. But I also know motherfuckers who make 80,000 who also have a negative. And I also know motherfuckers who make over 100 who also have negative. So the fact is not because they have less money that they're broke or because they have more money they're broke. It's that I guarantee you, if I look at someone who makes 48,000 and someone who makes, you know, double that or more, one person has slightly less worries than the other one. And you know who it is? It's the person who has more money. Why? Because they're able to pay for more convenience. We're humans. And in this developed world that we live in, we pay for convenience. We literally pay a light bill so that that way our lights stay on and we could just literally flip a switch. But you go to a third world country, you don't get no fucking light switch at your house. There ain't no fucking light switch, bro. There's an extension cord that's coming from somewhere else that comes and lights up the one single bulb in your house. And it's probably in your living room or your kitchen. That's if they have a living room or a kitchen, because they may be the same place. But when you guys put things in perspective, then you start to realize, like, damn, I'm blessed. Whether you're at 48 or double. And so what I told this individual, I was like, hey, you know what? You know, that's great. Like, always make more than what you were making. But, bro, that's not enough. It's not enough. When you start getting into double your income, which everybody that may be listening to this is capable of doing, okay? If you're getting paid $20 an hour, $25 an hour, $27, $30, you know what I mean? Or if you're making under $30 an hour, you're broke. You are not able to do what you want to do. So let me clarify. Okay? If you're under 20, you're definitely broke. There's nothing wrong with being broke, but don't be talking about them broke boy problems. Don't be out here acting like you know it all either. And if you're under, if you're between 20 and 30, great. You've managed to have, you know, a nice little, you know, a pay, but it's not big boy pay. You know what I mean? Like, it's good. It's not bad. It's definitely better than zero. But you deserve more. And I've always told people and I've always learned that you don't deserve anything you haven't earned. And yesterday I heard from a millionaire say, if you're over 30 years old, you should be asking for a 14% to 20% increase in pay every single year, whether you get it or not. And I was like, what? Why didn't anybody tell me that? Even though I have been getting raises for the last 10 years of my life, you know, when I first started my career, you know, I made 40 some thousand. And then for the last, you know, 6 years, I've made over six figures. And last year, double digit six figures, you know. So it's like, it's taken a while. But why didn't anybody tell me I can ask every fucking year? Without having to wait, you know? Even I, who have found success in certain things, don't know everything. I don't know everything. I don't have all the answers. But I can tell you how I did and how maybe you could do it. But a lot of people don't want to follow a certain criteria, you know? I keep seeing that people around me, people that I know around me, who like to boast and like to brag and like to do all of those things. Like, I brag, I boast, I show off. I'm a show off, bro. Like, I'm grateful for this life. I'm grateful for everything that I achieve. I just bought a car 2 weeks ago. I'm fucking happy about that. I've been showing it off ever since I got it. Like, it's a humble brag. You know how they say student athlete? You're a student first, then an athlete? Well, I'm humble first, then I brag, because I'm grateful first. I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful that I woke up. And then I brag because I'm thankful. I don't need you to tell me how to be humble. I don't need anybody to tell me how to be humble. I'll be humble when I the way that I want to be humble. But I'm going to talk about the things that I find grateful for, that I am grateful for, because I'm proud of them. I'm proud of myself when I achieve something. I'm proud when I go to the fucking to get a car and they're like, damn, bro, you got an 800 credit score? Like, duh, motherfucker. I wasn't born yesterday. And I definitely know how to make mistakes and get out of them. So I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot in my 30 years of life. I've learned a lot. I've been a sponge my whole entire life. I've been someone who's been soaking game every single day of my life. Soaking, 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 soaking. I'm not a stranger to being grateful. I'm not a stranger to being appreciative. I appreciate everyone. The other day, I hit up one of my friends, and I was like, hey, bro, can I borrow your truck? I'll let you borrow my car. So I sent him a, you know, I bought a Tesla. So I sent him a Tesla key, you know. I invited him via the app, which is dope as fuck, right? I don't need to give him a physical key. I just send him a fucking link, and then he just signs up, boom, and he can use my car. I can revoke the access whenever I want, which is dope, right? So I said, hey, can I borrow you? And he's like, yeah, of course. Bro, I appreciate that. But you know why they do that for me? Because they know I'm willing to do that and more for them. The people that are telling you no or are giving you excuses of why not, of why they can't, is because they know that you wouldn't do it for them. That's why. And when you start thinking about what you do for others and wonder why people don't do anything for you, it's because you're the motherfucker that doesn't give. You're the motherfucker that isn't grateful. You're the person who's always constantly asking for shit. And because you seem like a good person or because you act like a good person, that you expect the other motherfuckers gonna do some shit for you. Like, nah, bro, it's not how it works. If you can't go somewhere and ask someone for money, for their time, or for some sort of help, an item, or physical, then they don't appreciate you because you haven't shown them that. And so the people that I have around my circle is, I've handpicked all of them, literally handpicked. As I've met people in my life, I've disconnected with some people, I've grown with other people, I've met new ones, and I kept them closer to me. I did it all on purpose. I've done it all on purpose. It is on purpose, and I don't got to be around my friends every single day to know that they value me as much as I value them. I don't got to be kicking and hanging out every fucking weekend, drinking, fucking partying and blah, 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 bullshit, nah, nah, nah. No, bro, I'm out here working. I'm growing. I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to do something. My life is bigger than me. It's bigger than just my kids. It's bigger than just my wife. It's bigger than just my family. It's bigger than just life itself. The world is so immense, and we worry about the smallest fucking things, like a breakup, like a female, like a male, like a partner, like a job, you know, like a problem, drama, bullshit. Bro, they can fire me today. Next week, I'll have another job. Next week, I'll have another job. That's how confident I am in my ability and in my ability to produce. Next week, I'll have another job. Even at my brokest, I've managed to make it out. And even at the heights of my success, I've managed to grow more. And I only consume information that allows me to grow. I only consume information that allows me to best be the best version of myself. Only. I don't watch TikTok for funsies. I don't watch YouTube for funsies. I don't watch, for the most part, 9 out of 10, Netflix for funsies. I don't. If I go to Netflix, unless I'm with my kids, I'm watching a documentary. I'm watching something educational, something that could teach me something. Is it boring sometimes? Yeah, fuck yeah. Some shit is just boring as fuck. But, you know, I'm going to fucking play it back. I'm going to run it back and try to attempt to fucking understand it. Same thing with YouTube. You go to my YouTube on my phone, you tell right away, everything's business. Everything's about creating. Everything's about growing. Everything's about, you know, making something happen. You know, do I take everything that I consume and implement it? No, I'm fucking human, bro. I can only do so much, too. But a lot of the information has helped me grow as a person. A lot of the mistakes and the risks that I've taken have allowed me to grow as a person. You cannot grow if you cannot learn from what you do wrong. You know, it's kind of like when you go to the gym, right? And they tell you that you got to fucking lift heavier or you got to go ham or blah, blah, blah. If you're not sore the next day, you didn't do anything. Bro, that's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. All bullshit. You know, it's all bullshit. You know why it's bullshit? Because it's just your body is not the same as someone else's body. You know, your mind is not the same as my mind. For you, you might easily find it or you might find it easy to be able to watch a video and then boom, you retain the information. For you, you might be able to go to the gym and fucking work out 1 week and next thing you know, you got fucking abs. You know, you might be able to just cut one thing out of your diet and then boom, you're fucking fit. Like we're all different. We're all made different on purpose. We're unique. We're unique to the government by social security numbers. We're unique to the world by the individuals that we are. We're unique in everything that we are. Our makeup is the same, right? We're made up of the same things. But it's crazy because we're literally 1% different, you know? And maybe 1% is still a lot. But we're so close in likeness that we're different. So it's like, how can't there be an ultimate being that created us? How can there not be a God? The universe is probably God. I mean, you know, when I think about shit like that, like, I don't call myself religious, but I believe. I'm a believer. I believe in God. I believe that there is something beyond us. Do I believe the whole Jesus story? I don't know how much I believe that. But I grew up Catholic, so, you know, so I'm brainwashed. I believe in Jesus. I believe in the Virgin Mary. I believe in the disciples. I believe that there was all these people at one point in time and that there's these saints and angels and all that stuff. I believe all of that. You know, I believe it. I've been brainwashed. You know, even now that I have a conscience, I've really been brainwashed. But whether or not they're true, we have to believe in something beyond us. And so it kind of goes to the whole entire topic of today is that you're not growing because you're not taking risks. You're at the same place you were last year because you're not taking risks. You know what happened with my students is that they took a risk. The guy that was at Walmart said, you know what? Fuck it. Boss is right. I need to fucking go and just do it. Why am I being scared? I'm capable. And then he took it. Boom. And the next thing you know, he went from making minimum wage to making fucking $24 an hour. Minimum wage in the state of Washington a year ago was, what, 13, 14 bucks an hour, which is, you know, a lot for most places. But I always tell people that are in those places that it's less, that they're in states that are less than minimum wage. Bro, move. Move. Stack your money, borrow the money, whatever you have to do, but move. You know, I read last year that at one point in time, migration, domestic migration, which means moving from state to state, used to be a very, very, very common thing. The average family used to move where there was work, you know? And now they said that for the last X amount of, you know, years, that has been at an all-time low. But I think I know why. It's at an all-time low because, you know, a lot of economies or local economies, meaning state economies and city economies, have done well. They're established now. They're mature. And they can support, you know, they can support their economic, you know, their economic needs of people. And so that's why a lot of people find it, you know, that they don't have to move anywhere else because they found financial freedom or financial success, or they found financial stability. All those three things that I just mentioned are three different things, by the way. But they found it, so then that's why people move less. But if you're feeling stuck and you've been at the same place your whole entire life, then you're doing it wrong. You need to move. You need to go somewhere else. Go on the internet and find where the opportunity is at. Hey, where's the highest paying jobs, and go there for the thing that you like to do. Are you a contractor? Okay, go find where they pay more for that. Are you an IT guy? Go find where they pay more for that. Are you a nurse? Go find where they pay more for that. Like, the opportunity is there. You're just not willing to go. I used to live in Kansas City, Missouri. I graduated high school and went to college there. I ended up moving to California to find a better opportunity. I ended up going broke in California right before, you know, I was literally on my last fucking, you know, $1,000. I called my mother and my parents and I was like, hey, you know what? Like, I'm fucking going broke. I need to, you know, do something else. Like, what the fuck do I do? And I want to leave this bitch that I'm with. And, you know, my parents have never been the type of people that be like, oh, leave that bitch, blah, blah, blah. No, they're never like that. They're not judgmental like that. What they do is they provide, you know, certain steps to take. Like, hey, you know what? Well, this is probably what you need to do. You probably need to, you know, take the money that you have, see, you know, what is it going to take to come over here. If you need a little bit more money, then, you know, boom, we'll help you get over here. But you need to make sure that you find a job, make sure that you have something, you know, going over here, or else there's no reason to come over here. Just stay over there and find something better than what you're doing. At no point in time were they like, you know, leave that bitch, you know, even though I was like, I need to leave this bitch, right? Because they're not haters like that, and they don't judge people like that, you know? They're not that type of people. And it should never be on your siblings or your parents to determine what your, you know, future should be like. That should be on you. They're just there to provide guidance and understanding and clarity. So then I made a decision. I made a split decision literally overnight. I said, hey, I'm moving. But that Wednesday, I called my parents on a Monday. That Wednesday, I received a phone call from Microsoft in Washington. I was in California at the time. They're like, hey, you know, we got an opportunity for you. We see that, you know, you're fresh out of college and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, let's run it. When do you want me to start? They're like, oh, you know, we can start, you know, next month. I said, no, can I start next week? They're like, yeah, of course. You want to start Monday? Boom. That Wednesday, I packed all my things. By Friday, I left. By Monday morning, I was working. Literally, I went from being in a retail sales position, which I did pretty well given the circumstances and the position that I was in. I mean, I wasn't fucking, you know, rolling in dough, but I, you know, I was surviving. I was doing what I needed to do. I had a little extra sometimes. And then boom, I left. I jumped ship. I went from Kansas City, Missouri to fucking you know, Los Angeles, California, and then I'm back in Washington State where I grew up and happened to find the start of a long career in the city that I grew up in. Crazy, because when I was a kid, the biggest thing that we had was fucking McDonald's, bro. Like, that was like the biggest franchise that we had at the time, McDonald's. Now we got pizza, fucking Burger King. And this is a little city. This is a town that only has about 10,000 people. You know, maybe 12 now. And that's probably a lot. And probably 90% of them are fucking kids. But no matter what, I took the risk and I left. And that's exactly what this whole fucking rant is about today. This whole fucking rant today was, you're not taking risks because that's why you're where you're at. And when you have taken a risk, it wasn't calculated. You have to calculate what you do. You have to see into the future. And you have to find guidance when you don't know what the fuck you're doing. If you need help, hit me up at VOZ Music on Snap, Instagram, all that good shit. Twitter, I got you. It's VOZ, I'm out.